Hello
and welcome.
It's the Graveyard Girls, a true crime and mysteries podcast.
We're gonna have to get used to like speaking because we never know how to start these, and we say it all the time.
And we even pick a subject. We're like, yeah, we'll talk about this.
Yeah, and then
we're like, hello, welcome. Wait, what? What do we say?
It's like, you're right. So,
yeah, it's like we already know whether we are around all right because we've already had the conversation before we started recording.
But yes, I am all right today.
Yes, good. I'm glad. It's a little bit warm. But
we do have a fan blasting above us. I hope you can't hear it. We've got it on max.
Yeah, we need to because otherwise we're going to melt away and we don't want that. We're already falling apart as it is. We don't need to melt.
Yes, today has been a disaster so far.
Yes, very giggly trying to record other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just couldn't concentrate. And I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
look at the light. Even though I have made it nice and dark and cozy in here.
It's like, oh, I hate it when it's like sat there. No, it's not going to do it. That's annoying.
As soon as I start talking, you'll be like, achoo.
You'll just have to get on with it and then we'll have to re-record a bit if I do.
That's fine. So today I have a true crime for you.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard of the Long Island serial killer?
No.
Who is also known as Lisk.
No.
Okay, so the suspect is unknown at this point, and his presumed a him. His crimes are in Long Island area of New York, and they span from 1966 to 2010.
Oh, so quite recently then.
Mm-hmm. And with a probability of the crimes not stopping until at least 2013. But these later killings could be linked to a second killer.
Okay.
In December 2010, a police officer and his dog were on a routine training exercise when they discovered a skeleton in a disintegrated burlap sack.
Ooh.
This discovery led to more searches in the surrounding area, and 2 days later, three more bodies were found in the same area on the north side of Ocean Parkway. So this road is kind of like from, it's outside New York City, it's on like the long bit of the island. So it's like,
is that why it's called Long Island?
Yes, it is. So it's kind of like a highway type thing, but with beaches, I think, either side of the road.
Oh, okay.
So I think, I don't know if you can stop off at the beach or not.
I should hope you can.
But obviously, it's a dumping ground.
For dead bodies.
So a few months later, in March and April of 2011, four more bodies were discovered in another area off the parkway near Oak Beach and Gilgo Beach. 5 days after that, the search for more bodies began in Nassau County. An additional set of partial human remains were found, as well as a separate skull, linked to your case, bringing the potential number of victims found since December to 10. So on November 29th of 2011, police announced that they believed one person is responsible for all 10 murders.
I mean, it would make sense because it's obviously his dumping ground. It's very unfortunate if several of the murderers have used that as a dumping ground. Although, to be fair, if it's isolated, a couple have done it. I've not done it. I don't know whether there's like a murderers anonymous. Maybe like, doing like, yeah, I committed this crime years ago and didn't get caught, so I dump mine here if you want to dump yours there.
Yeah, it is a little weird because it's a busy highway. So, like, is it easy to just dump a body and like not be seen on a beach?
I don't know, unless there's like bits of it where it's some of it's tree lined, so you could, I imagine like a road and some of it might be tree lined and then the beach is the other side of it, so if you went through the trees, if it was dark and late at night,
I don't think there's trees. There's like bushy areas, but like that's the tallest thing in this area because it's like directly from the ocean.
I suppose there would be times at night where it's quiet, so maybe they can get, well, obviously someone's got away with it, unless, I don't know whether this might ruin what you're about to say, but unless they predate too much earlier and actually they were dumped there before the highway was like a big thing.
I'm not sure when that road, I'm assuming that road's been there for like a long time, centuries probably at this point. Probably since
but
America.
If at one time like it wasn't a major highway, could it have been quiet enough that they could dump it? Because were they dated?
These bodies, yes.
Okay.
So yeah, it was after the road has clearly been built.
Okay.
So they think that the killer is also almost certainly from Long Island. The single killer theory was due to common characteristics of how the bodies were all in burlap sacks, where they were buried, dumped, and other evidence pointed to a single killer.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So of the 10 bodies or sets of remains found since late 2010, the four discovered in December 2010 have been identified as missing sex workers who all advertised their services on Craigslist.
Right, okay.
Okay, so the first one is Maureen Brainard Barnes, who's 25, of Norwich, Connecticut, a mother who offered her services on Craigslist to help pay off her mortgage. Shortly after her disappearance, a friend of Maureen's, who is Sarah, received a call from a man on an unfamiliar number. The man claimed that he had just seen Maureen and that she was alive and staying at a whorehouse in Queens.
Right.
He refused to identify himself and could not tell Sarah the locations of the house. He told Sarah he would call back and give her the address, but he never called again. Sarah said the man had no discernible New York or Boston accent.
Okay, so if it was the killer, could it be like, we know someone's going to go looking for her, so if I say she's alive and well, they'll just leave it?
I think it's... this happens
or
to a few...
Or was it just a random client?
I don't know. This is the thing. Some of the suspects are very suspicious for a reason.
Okay.
So the next victim is Melissa Bartholomew, who is 24, of Erie County, New York. Beginning 1 week after Melissa's disappearance and lasting for 5 weeks, her teenage sister Amanda received a series of vulgar, mocking and insulting calls from a man who may have been the killer using Melissa's cell phone. The killer asked Amanda if she was a whore like her sister. The calls became increasingly disturbing and eventually culminated in the caller telling Amanda that Melissa was dead and that he was going to watch her rot. Police located the calls coming from Madison Square Garden, Midtown, and Massapequa.
I was just about to say, if it was her phone, could they not trace it?
Especially like 2010, 11.
Yeah, I could trace it by
then. Yeah. So the next victim is Megan Waterman, who is 22, of South Portland, Maine. She went missing on June 6th of 2010. Her body was discovered 15 miles northeast of Gilgo Beach in December 2010.
Yeah.
So these women are also known as the Gilgo Beach victims.
Right, okay.
The other victim is Amberlynn Costello, who's 27, of North Babylon, New York. On September 2nd, 2010, she was reportedly met up with a stranger who had been calling her for weeks, offering to pay $1,500 for her services.
Oh.
Which is very lot of money, so yeah. It'd be tempting. So I'm not sure if she... I'm assuming she was a sex worker.
Yeah.
But I don't know why she wouldn't go see this person to begin with and only went to see him eventually.
Okay.
If he is the killer.
Maybe he wasn't her first choice. Maybe she was quite selective with who she offered her services out to.
Oh, true.
But then she got a bit desperate for money and thought, actually, he's offering me a decent amount.
That's
it will solve
yeah.
my problem.
Exactly. Yeah. The four sets of remains that were discovered on March 29th and April 4th were all within 2 miles and to the east of those found in December. They included two women, a man, and a toddler.
Oh.
A skull and partial set of remains were found on April 11th after the search expanded into Nassau County. Of these four, only one has been positively identified, the others being listed as Jane Doe, John Doe, and Baby Doe.
So they almost seem like a separate one to me, because they don't follow the others.
I think they are also... Yeah, maybe.
Unless it was the killer's family members, but besides that, they seem a bit of an anomaly in comparison
yeah.
to the others.
I think the one that they identified is Jessica Taylor, who right. is 20, and most recently of Manhattan, and she went missing in July 2003.
Right, okay.
So on July 26, 2003, her torso was found atop a pile of scrap wood at the end of a paved access road near the Long Island Expressway.
Ooh.
These remains were identified by a DNA analysis later that same year. So this one, they're not sure if it's like you said with the other four or the other three that don't match.
Yeah, she's been sort of dismembered, if you like.
This one that's coming up. So this is Shannon Gilbert. On December 13, 2011, police announced the remains of Shannon Gilbert were found in a marsh about half a mile from where she had disappeared. A week earlier, some of her clothing and belongings had been discovered in the same vicinity. Gilbert was seen banging on a resident's door and screaming for help before running off into the night. Gilbert made an emergency 911 call that night, saying she feared for her life. Police stated that the death of Gilbert, whose disappearance triggered the search during which the first set of bodies were found, is not related to the serial killer of the Long Island.
I was going to say, because it seems quite different, but also it's a bit sad that she did actually make that call, and why didn't someone get to her?
But Gilbert's mum believes she was part of the...
Right, okay. She thinks she is part of them.
Yeah. And she's now, unfortunately, dead, so she died without knowing who killed her daughter.
Oh, that makes it even worse. But I am curious as well, like, if she made the call, like, why didn't someone get to her?
Her case is weird. And then one of the suspects, or some of the... I think most of the suspects actually are very possible. And if they are them, because one of them, I think, is a doctor. So you assume he's there to help.
Yeah, you so feel I think, safe initially.
Yeah, so I think that kind of brings something up.
Okay, yeah, okay, she feels a bit safer in this.
So you think you've found some... So unless she was... She had nothing to do with him initially. She was running from someone...
else.
Yeah, knocked on his door...
Oh, okay, so it's just like it could be his door that's not... Okay.
Because that would be scary.
Yeah, it would. I don't know what they'd do if someone, like, just randomly knocked on out. Like, you'd like to think you just let them in, but then there's no reason.
But,
Have they got an ulterior motive?
Exactly. Are they the ones? The yeah, are they the ones? So, yeah, I think... I don't know. I'd be scared. I think you'd have to let them in, but make sure you don't let them out of your sight.
Yeah.
Lock the door behind them, but maybe don't let them further into the house.
Yeah, don't let them in the kitchen.
Yeah. Or have a knife yourself and be like, yeah, no, I'll protect you. Don't come near me.
You just sit over there.
The media has speculated about a profile of the killer, referred to by police as Joe C. Which is very weird to me because most of the suspects are all initials JB.
Right, okay.
Which is very, very weird.
Yeah.
That all, give or take one or two, all the suspects are JB.
So... For me, that's sort of like, you know how they say, like, serial killers, like, they have a thing that they look for. So have they tracked down previously these people and specifically picked them? Or was it just a random picking? Like, they're an experienced murder, but when it comes to the actual murder, have they just picked it random and it just so happens that they all have, well, very similar...
No, all the suspects are JB.
Oh, all the suspects. Sorry, I thought all the victims.
No, all the suspects are JB. So it's weird that police are calling them Joe C.
Okay.
Which is also weird because one of the suspects is a police officer.
Right, okay. Oh. To be fair, I can see where that could make sense because one, you think you're safe.
Because
they patrol the road. No one's going to question for police cars on the side.
Exactly. And maybe the police, maybe it's multiple, maybe they're trying to clean up the streets, in quotes, get rid of all the sex workers.
But then, like you say, the one with the... The man, the woman, and the baby, they'd have to be separate.
True. I think I've not covered the man, so he may have offered his services too.
Yeah, it would make sense.
Okay. So obviously, the police referred to as Joe C. According to the New York Times, it's most likely a white male who's very familiar with the South Shore of Long Island. It is theorized that he might have detailed knowledge of law enforcement techniques and perhaps ties to law enforcement, which may have helped him escape detection.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. It's also been speculated that serial killer Joel Rifkin, who is a former resident of Long Island, may have been responsible for some of the older remains. But in April 2011, he denied having any involvement with these killings.
Okay.
Because it's a weird span of time, because what, 96 to 2010?
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It is.
What? Basically 20 years.
So either, like I said, he started young, maybe in his 20s, and by now he's in his 40s, something like that, let's say. Or, like I suggested earlier, it is like a Murderers Anonymous. And
yeah, maybe.
It's a little, like, this is a good spot.
Or it's like, yeah, not to be cliche, but there's, like, lots of mobs... Yeah. Mob families.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. I also thought, what if one of them did get caught? So he was in prison for a while. So rather than be Murders Anonymous for him, he meets another criminal in prison and he goes, oh, yeah, I'm in here, I don't know, for drugs, but I've actually murdered some people and I buried them here. And the other person goes, well, I've not been caught for murder yet either. And he's given me inspiration for where I can bury my next bodies when I get out. and then everyone will be confused because they'll think it was the first person.
True. Yeah, I think it might be a dumping ground. It's just, it is weird.
Because some of them, I would say they're not all linked in terms of the victims.
Mm.
So it does, to me, it does sound like there could be multiple murderers in that. So it has just become a dumping ground.
Yeah. It makes sense. Also, I wonder if it's a beach that people like go to sunbathe on and stuff.
Well, obviously, surely it can't be. Because can you imagine you're sitting there, you're building a sandcastle or collecting shells, and then your kid comes back with a fucking finger. And
you're like, what's this? Or a skull. And you're like, okay.
Although it would look cool on the top of your sandcastle.
It would do. That would be a pretty good, yeah. Okay, I'll get into the suspects now. So the first one is a JB, who is John Bitroff. It's a weird name. So on September 12th, 2017, Suffolk County prosecutor Robert Biancavilla said that John, I'm going to just call him John because I can't say his last name, is a Suffolk County resident convicted of murdering two sex workers and suspected in a murder of a third. He's at least suspected in one of the Lisk murders.
Right, okay.
He also stated that he was most likely responsible for the deaths of other women, and there are similarities between Gilgo Beach crime scenes and John's known murders, for which he was convicted in May 2007.
Okay.
So he was arrested in 2004 after his DNA was found on two murdered women.
So does that mean he could or couldn't have done the later ones? Or they're saying that all the bodies are earlier, it's just they won't discover till later?
All the bodies are from like 2010 and before.
Okay. But if he was arrested in
2014. So he murdered two women, who is Rita Tangredi and Colleen McNamee, and they were found in 1993 and 1994.
Okay.
So the Gilgo or Lisk murders were 96 to 2010 or 2013, depending if you include the later ones.
Yeah.
So he's been convicted and is in jail for 25 years each for those murders, but he's not been prosecuted for the third murder or any of the Lisk ones.
Because I can't actually tie him to them. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We've got another JB. It's Joseph Brewer, and he is of Oak Beach. He was the last known person to see Shannon Gilbert alive. He hired her as an escort from Craigslist on the night of her disappearance. Brewer said shortly after Gilbert arrived at his residence, she began acting erratically and fled his home. Gilbert was reportedly seen running through Oak Beach, pounding on the doors of homes in Brewer's neighborhood. And this is when she called 911, and she said, "They are trying to kill me." Police, however, found no evidence of wrongdoing, and he was cleared as a suspect.
Right, okay.
So even though he hired her and she ran from his house, and they have, I'm assuming, a record of her phoning the police saying that...
So they, he looks suspect in her case, doesn't he? But
the police were like, no.
I suppose that if they haven't got the evidence, they can't.
No, but it's just weird that it was just like, oh, he didn't do it. He hired her. She fled from his house.
Yeah.
And they quickly wrote it off.
Yeah, true. But was it more a case of they couldn't link him to any of the others, so therefore it was unlikely? So that's why they sort of passed him off.
Yeah, but Shannon Gilbert is the one that they think is not a Lisk murderer, victim. Okay, yeah. So maybe he isn't the Lisk killer.
He's just responsible for her.
Yeah. But then they just got rid of...
Yeah, possible suspects. Threw him out, if you like.
Yeah, so he's just a little footnote, but that seems suspicious to me. So another JB is James Burke. He is a former Suffolk County police officer, and he was reported to have blocked FBI probe of the Lisk investigation during his time as police chief.
A little bit suspicious.
Very suspicious. And in November 2016, he was sentenced to 46 months in federal prison for assault and conspiracy. He violently assaulted a man in custody who stole a duffel bag from his police vehicle.
Right.
The duffel bag contained sex toys, porno DVD, and Viagra. Burke pleaded guilty in February 2016 of charges of civil rights violation and conspiracy to obstruct justice. And in December 2016, an attorney for Shannon Gilbert Burke's family reported that an escort stated that she suspected that Burke might be connected to the Lisk case, which from him trying to cover it up or stop the FBI looking into it is very suspicious. The escort, who identified herself as Leanne, stated that... yes.
It's not all Leanne.
No. I thought I'd keep this in. Yes, the escort who identified herself as Leanne stated that at one party she attended in April 2011, she had seen Burke drag a woman by her hair.
Oh.
And then she said she engaged in sexual activity herself with him, but she wasn't a prostitute at that time, and he was violent with her.
Silly question. Mm-hmm. If it's not your job, like she just said it's not, she might be porcupine because she don't want to get in trouble. If you've just witnessed him drag a woman around the room, unless that's what you're into, why are you then going to have sex with him?
Yeah, I don't know. Cause he...
Which suggests to me that maybe she was a prostitute and she just didn't want to admit it.
Yeah,
she was worried she might get in trouble.
Yeah, she said he violently yanked her head during oral sex to the point where she began to tear up. And then he couldn't reach orgasm, so then he threw money at her. And then she said she became a prostitute after this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not quite following that one, I'll be honest.
No, yeah. That felt like it was a little bit of a dig at him.
Yeah, just that, but also, it's just, I feel like she's trying to cover her own tracks. I feel like she possibly was a prostitute first. She's just saying, I didn't do anything like illegal or whatever. Obviously, and then like someone's later gone, yes, but we have evidence of being a prostitute. Oh yeah, but actually, I only started doing that after that incident. That's, to me, is how I've sort of read into that one.
Yeah.
So if she's being a bit like that, it would also suggest to me, could you take everything she says
at her word? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But I think him blocking an FBI probe is a little...
Oh, you're definitely suspicious. He sounds like a suspicious person. I'm just... Her as a witness.
Yeah.
I'm a little...
Because he might have, like... Her. Yeah, he might have been one of the other ones that aren't connected to the Lisk killer.
Yeah. Listen, I think there's a strong possibility it's a bit of a dumping ground. I don't feel like... There's nothing at the moment that makes me feel like one person's responsible.
No. Okay.
Especially not out of the suspects so far. No.
So we are on to Peter Hackett. This is another 2 days after Gilbert's disappearance. So she's not supposed to be one of the Lisk killers, right, but there's lots of suspects linking to her and therefore kind of linking to Lisk. So 2 days after she disappeared, Peter Hackett, who is a neighbour of Joseph Brewer, he is a former physician and also worked for Suffolk County as a police surgeon. He phoned Shannon Gilbert's mother, who is, I think, is Mary or Mari. He kept calling her. And
would link him with the phone calls, even though it's slightly different.
Yeah, this is what I thought. Mari recounted that Hackett said that he was taking care of Shannon and he ran a home for wayward girls. And that kind of links with the whorehouse from earlier.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, definitely the cool thing. But mm-hmm. rather than it being like really aggressive...
I'm taking care of her, yeah. Yes, he said that he had given her medication because she was distressed. So it's like, it's another thing where it's like, I'm looking after her.
Yeah.
3 days later, Hackett called her again, denying that he had any contact with her daughter and that he had actually phoned her previously.
Right, okay.
So why, if you hadn't phoned her previously, how do you have her number to phone her to say that you haven't called her?
Yeah, and two, how would she pick up on who you are?
Mm-hmm. And then investigators later confirmed, through phone records, that he had called her.
Right, okay. Does it say how many times?
No.
Oh.
And another thing, the marshy area where Gilbert's remains were found were near Hackett's backyard, and her personal items and clothing were found directly behind his property.
Oh, just a little bit suspicious then.
Yes. Gilbert's family filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Hackett in 2012, claiming that he took Shannon into his home that morning and administered drugs to her, facilitating her death. The lawsuit was dismissed because it couldn't be proven at all.
I mean, it would be a good theory, that would. Mm-hmm. But then again, if you want to see it from his side,
mm-hmm.
could someone have been using him
mm-hmm.
as a suspect of foot always physician is we could go along with that story. If I dump her stuff near his house, it's going to make him look really suspicious.
Yes, and later, police revealed that Hackett had a previous history of inserting himself into or exaggerating his role in certain major events.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So that, for me, that makes me think he probably didn't kill her. He just wants his few minutes of fame.
Yes, so they ruled him out of Gilbert's death and Lisk victims altogether.
Okay.
Yeah. I get why, but it's also his suspicion.
Because he's perfectly placed, because he'll know he's a police surgeon or physician, whatever he was. He'll know how a case is put together. So actually, he'd be pretty good at making himself look like a suspect, but because there's no evidence, he also knows they can't get him.
But why would you, what, just get off on that?
Yeah, if he's got some sort of mental illness. Do you know what
true,
I mean?
True, yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's almost a thrill for him, if you like.
I guess.
Because he knows there's no evidence supporting it.
Yeah.
But it's like he can insert himself in. He knows how to do it, but he also knows what they need to actually convict him. So he's perfectly positioned to get himself involved, but not get himself in too much trouble.
But you're just... See what I mean? Yeah, but if you work for the police, you're leading them away from the actual suspect.
Yeah, but maybe he doesn't care about that. He's more about the thrill that he gets from
weirdo.
It.
Weirdo.
Yeah, he is, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's the thrill that he gets from it.
Maybe. Maybe he kind of witnessed the murder.
Possibly.
Saw where he dumped the body. He took the clothes, put them behind his house.
Yeah.
So then he's like, oh, it's not on my property, but it's near.
On that note, you know how you said possibly you think the police could be involved? Obviously, he's not an actual police officer, but if he knew of the murders and he kind of wants them to get solved and found, but he obviously doesn't want to implicate himself completely, he's sort of dropping hints about these girls. So he's inserting himself in a way that, like, you've got to investigate the case now because I've uncovered something, and he's hoping that it will lead back to the police, but actually a lot of the police that are investigating it are in on it.
Yeah. I kind of do think the police are in on it. I think they're trying to, like I said, clean up the city, get rid of all the sex workers, because all those women go without... Their murders get unsolved all the time. So yeah. What's another 10? What's another...
Yeah.
No one's going to look for these women, are they?
No.
And then... like you said, he might be trying to, like, show that it is the police by being like, look at this.
Yeah.
But then the people who are killing them are the ones who are investigating it. So it's like...
But if he only maybe knows of a few of them, maybe he doesn't think it's a problem within the whole force. He just didn't realise how big it was until he started releasing information. But then would they not have killed him off to keep him quiet? So...
True. He moved to Florida afterwards.
Yes, but did they make him move to Florida?
Maybe. Yeah, so it's weird, especially because it was not long after Shannon's murder.
Yeah. It's a bit of an odd one, isn't it?
Got a final suspect, and it's another JB.
Okay.
And he is James Bissett. 2 days after Shannon Gilbert's remains were found, he killed himself in his car at Matituck Park. One of his businesses was a plant nursery, which was the main supplier of burlap in the region.
Oh.
And many of the victims were obviously wrapped in burlap.
Yeah.
And those burlap matches the ones from his.
Okay. So, yeah, but then why would he kill himself after all that time?
I don't know. It's just weird that the longevity of this murder spree is a long time.
Yeah, it is. But also, I feel like they're too different.
Yeah, I think...
be one person.
I think that, yeah, I think the initial ones...
I think there might be several groups where several of them are done by the same person.
Yeah.
But I still think there's multiple, so there's multiple murderers.
Yeah, I think most of the ones... I'm not sure... I think it's definitely... The last four aren't in burlap sacks, I think. So it's all the ones previous to that.
The child was just a real anonymity. Because you could say, like, the guy... Like you said, he still could fit in with the sex work. But the child, the only way I could see that the child could be linked in was it a sex worker on the way home? She had a child with her.
Mm.
That's the only way I could link the child in, because otherwise that was...
And they're all unknowns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, if she's got pregnant through prostitution and is but a long way from home, changed her identity.
And it's weird as
really missing her.
Yeah, it's weird as well, because the only suspects that are really brought into it are because of Shannon Gilbert. But the police don't think it's a Lisk murder.
Which is weird, because she crops in it so much that they don't think she's part of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not. I definitely don't think it's one.
No.
I think it's multiple murderers, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I do think, Obviously, I'm not saying there's a murder is anonymous sort of a thing, but I bet there is somewhere something along those lines.
It's on the dark web. There's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I watched this documentary of, like, the list killer that it was, like, it was just weird. Because if I remember correctly, the documentary team were thinking, like, the person still lives in Long Island and most of the residents think they know who it is.
Right, okay.
But they're not saying who.
Oh. So would that be someone higher up?
Well, I think because living on Long Island, I think you have to be, especially this area, you have to be kind of wealthy.
Right, okay.
Especially so the bigger houses. People, yeah. Yes.
People with influence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Especially if some of the suspects are related to police.
Yeah, definitely. It's an odd one. Well, I don't think we're unless DNA really advances even more, that they can get more from what they've got.
Mm.
It's an odd one. So if they scoured the whole thing now, it's not like any more are going to resurface from the same time period.
It's a really long beach. They obviously did the area and they did keep looking. I don't believe they're still looking.
Okay, it's if they get another one out, because is it like they've stopped? But is it a case if they haven't stopped, they just haven't started looking
in the right area? Or they're just in a different dumping ground.
Yeah, it's had to change because people have gone looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an odd one. It's interesting.
I thought I'd do a true crime one because I've not done one for a while.
Yeah, no, I'll have a true crime one next week. So, well, for the next one. So that's good. Get back into that a little bit.
Cause
it's good. We like to cover all mysteries, but like we say, we haven't done a little crime one for a while. It's quite good.
Good. We never know.
I know we're stuck.
I know, we're good. Yeah, we're good.
Right. Thank you for listening to our
episode. As always, and keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.